Listen to the sound of men shaving their balls before the age of Manscaped. Yeah! Those screams are a thing of the past thanks to Manscaped. No more cuts and nicks with the Manscaped Lawnmower 3.0, featuring advanced skin-safe technology so you keep your bad boys nice and smooth. The battery will last up to 90 minutes so you can take a longer, more satisfying shave. So many people have written in stories about how the Lawnmower 3.0 has changed their lives. They even included pictures so I could see the smoothness for myself. They aren't kidding. You need to try this out for yourself. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code VSIN at manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you. 20% off, free shipping to manscaped.com. Use the code VSIN. Your partner and your balls will thank you.
With 2019 in the rearview mirror, how about making it the last year you suffered through bad sleep? Chronic sleep deprivation has been shown to lead to depression, diabetes, obesity, and cardiovascular disease. Bottom line, we need 8 hours of sleep. One of sleep's biggest problems, temperature. Tough to get good sleep if you're too hot or too cold. So for the year 2020, how about making it a resolution to get the pod by 8 Sleep? The pod combines dynamic temperature regulation and sleep tracking to enhance your rest and recovery. It learns your sleep habits and adjusts the temperature automatically, which means if you like the bed cool, but you're sleeping with someone who likes it warm, you can have it all in a crazy comfortable bed. For the next week, get $200 off your pod and a free gravity blanket for a total value of $500. Go to 8sleep.com/vsin. EIGHTSleep.com/VSIN. Log on now, 8sleep.com/VSIN. It's time to follow the money with your hosts, Mitch Moss and Holly Howard.
Good to have you on board live in Vegas, South Point Sportsbook. We'll talk some more football with Sam Monson, Pro Football Focus, coming up in 45 minutes. Our next guest, he does a little improv, he's a podcast host. And he is a professional video poker player. He's done that for a long, long time. And he's going to quiz us here coming up with a bunch of legal or illegal stuff that will happen here in the gambling world in Las Vegas and beyond. Bob Dancer in studio today. Good to see you again. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you, Mitch. Thank you, Paul. Glad to be here.
But I think you're here for another reason today. What would that be?
I a year ago, bet with Paul about whether LSU and rather, I didn't bet against, I didn't bet on LSU, but I bet the field versus Alabama and Clemson. And that came in. And so I collected and Paul paid me. So we are square.
So we were talking about this. You were making an appearance a year ago to promote some of the classes that were here at the South Point that you're going to teach. And you heard us talking about what you would make the field bet. And it just caught your attention. And that's why you said, okay, I'll take the field. No problem.
Yeah, I thought you were overreacting to very recent news. So you guys are both into sports betting so much more than I am. I mean, I'm an expert on video poker, but other kind of bettings, knowledgeable sort of, but not great. And it just sounded like you were overreaction to the most recent news because the national champion had just finished. So I took the no. And
what'd you think of the game Monday? Good sweat. 17-7 Clemson
early.
Yeah, the first few minutes of the first half and the second half were not a lot of fun for people wanting LSU, but the rest of the game was great. The I thought you were lucky to the Clemson beat Ohio State a couple weeks before. That was
there was a big injury though with Alabama's quarterback.
That was also big. You just never know.
Yes, right. It's good. Good action though. Good sweat. And that's what you're supposed. I like that. I like the whole scenario. I come in right after the game. I mean, who's beating Alabama and Clemson? They're so good. There's so much talent. Right. NFL players everywhere. And you say, okay, well, make a price. Let's go. Let's get up and dance here.
And we
okay,
did.
Okay, I shake your hand, and here we go. I laid that, and then
we did. And someday we'll do it again.
I hope so. You got it. All right.
All right.
What'd you think of Jeopardy?
I loved Jeopardy. It is now over. It was a best of three guys who won the most. Went at it, whoever won three games first. The first game was very close. Second and won by Ken Jennings. The second game was very close, won by James Holzhauer. Third game was a blowout with Ken Jennings. Last night was extremely close, came down to Final Jeopardy. Ken got the right answer, and it actually didn't matter what Ken did. It's if James got the right answer, we'd be going on, and James missed it. He's something like 90-some percent in Final Jeopardy, but this was one of the ones he missed. Had we bet going in, I think James should have been the favorite. Okay. He was the most recent, up-to-date student. Ken Jennings was on for 15 years ago, and a lot of this trivia stuff deteriorates over time.
Let's follow the money here on VEASAN. Mitch Moss, Paulie Howard, Bob Dancer, our guest here in studio.
How about the other guy?
Did Brad do anything at all?
He didn't really show up. He was there. He missed a lot of double jeopardies. So he'd get up, and then he'd go back down to zero. And so he deserved to be there, but his score was never in the running for the best.
Can I ask you this, and I don't know what's fair to say here. Are you friends with James, or you admire James? You like James?
I like James.
Okay.
He was on our podcast once, and I was sitting across the table from him, and I bonded with him, so to speak, but I have not seen him live other than that. I do not have his his phone number on my speed dial or anything like that.
Okay. So they were talking trash, from what I understand, through a lot of this, and on Twitter as well. I know James was the entire time. This is what Brad had to say on Twitter last night after Ken won the whole thing. Brad Rutter on Twitter said, congrats to James as well. Have the New Orleans Saints been in touch about a job? Because with their tendency to talk a bunch of trash after losing in the playoffs, he'll fit right in. I thought that was a pretty good shot at him.
Wow.
Well, I actually, a couple weeks ago, Peter King, he does an NBC long article every Monday, and he was doing with Mike McCarthy, who at the time had not been hired by the Cowboys, and about what Mike McCarthy would do differently. And James's name came up by Peter as this guy who did really good. So McCarthy said, I'd like to talk to him. So I don't know if they've ever hooked up, but I know James was offered a job by Seattle.
Baseball. Wasn't it baseball?
Baseball.
Yep.
And his wife was raised in Seattle. Huh. So there is a connection there. He is a bright guy. He's very knowledgeable about a whole mess of things. And he's a gambler. He knows the analytics of those kind of things. So he would be a good employee, but we'll see. And he comes up with great one-liners. He did it live on the air. And I've been raised around smart gamblers. I was in a backgammon club back in the early 70s, all through the 70s. And so we just had this banter going across, and that James would have fit right in there. It was great.
Let's tie all this in together. You had a nice hit last week. You were on last week, and you were just the day before you had a nice hit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When do you jump in?
When
a progressive, what do you think's appropriate? Okay, this is great value. I'm going to jump in this progressive so high. Dollar, $2, just take it away.
Well, the game in question was 9-5 double-double. This is a game that starts out at 97.87. And as the progressive goes up, it becomes better and better. To include the progressive, I would not have played the same progressive the day before. This happened to be a senior day at this tournament, at this casino, and they had a big point multiplier, which added over 0.5%. And they also had a drawing based on the seniors who played during that day. And if I played a bunch, which I was planning to do, I had a good shot in the drawing. I ended up being one of the 10 people who got $250 in the drawing. So it isn't an exact number that I'll jump on, but it depends on how much the slot club is, what the promotions are. If I'm close to a tier level, where tier level would be you move up and get better benefits if you're diamond instead of platinum or seven star instead of diamond or whatever the tiers are in a particular casino. And if I have a room there and I need to justify a comp, then I'll play more readily. So it is not a flat number. I can't say, well, at $13,323, I just jump in there. It's a lot of things in consideration, and no two cases are the same.
Okay. Well, in your lifetime, how about share some of the stories, the largest progressive you've seen, dollar, $2?
I've seen?
Yeah, or heard about, we're told about. Because this thing, sometimes these things we'll show you one in a second here. These things can get really high.
The biggest two that I've seen on a $2 game were a sequential royal progressive. Now, a sequential royal is ace, king, queen, jack, 10 in that order or the other order. It happens one in 60 royals on average, although there are a few hands that you play for it differently, but mostly you just take them when they come. And so it's one in 60. Now, so I have seen those in the over 200,000 on a dollar machine.
Ooh.
I won at Texas Station years ago, won at Boulder Station fairly recently. Mm-hmm. I think it was 180,000
at
Boulder.
Correct. That just hit.
And and people ask me, you know, was I playing it? And the answer is not in your life. I am not interested in so much of the expected value of that is a once in 60 royals happening. So even if you play fast and get one royal a week, which is pretty fast on a single line game, then it still is going to take you over a year full time. And even spending that time, you may not be the guy who hits it because it's mainly luck when it comes in.
I was told years ago the dollar progressive at the Santa Fe Sports Bar got over 20,000, and that hit. And this was just last week. Randy McKay hit this at the Red Rock Sports Bar. A dollar royal pays $4,000. The progressive got up to 15,000. He played for 3 or 4 hours. He sat down. It was 12 and change. And then by the time he hit, you saw it's all the way up to 15 because it's just the things are going crazy when everyone's playing at the same time. It was a bigger upset that he actually got a seat. That because the dollar progressive gets so high like that.
That is a very fast progressive. I don't know the particulars on it, but usually progressives don't go that fast. It's usually about 1% to the meter or 2%. To go up that fast, it had to be more than that.
All right, Bob Dancer, our guest here in studio. How much, by the way, when you've gone after a jackpot like this or you've been playing before you pop the machine, what's the biggest amount that you were actually stuck at that time before you actually hit a jackpot?
Well, I have been stuck 25 or 30 or 40,000 on a particular day and not hit a jackpot. You don't know when the jackpot's coming.
So you just got to walk away a loser. And
so there's time that you have to go to sleep or the progressive's over. Well, if it's a progressive, somebody else hits it.
Mm-hmm.
And or the promotion only works until midnight and 11:59 is time to cash out. And so my score today or since I got out of bed is not a big part of my decision. It is, do I think I have the advantage? Am I playing alertly? So the fact that I have some extra change in my pocket right now because Paulie paid off a bet has nothing to do with the choice of games I play today, or it's just a nice little addition to the bankroll. But if I pull out a $20 bill from my wallet, I don't know where that 20 came from. I can't say this was from this casino or that was from the Sprouts supermarket. I just don't know.
And I was surprised what you said before you came on, too. You hit for 15,000.
Yeah.
But you were stuck six.
Yeah.
So.
It's a $2 game, and 9 to 5, if you don't hit aces or twos, threes, and fours.
Okay.
With a kicker, you can go down a couple thousand an hour. And I was in for several more hours. I hit a few of those smaller jackpots.
Okay.
But you don't have to.
How about when we get to your classes in 2 seconds here? What's the biggest mistake that you see that players make, video poker players? It just happens the most, or they continue to make it, or it's the most egregious mistake?
A lot of them, and it depends on the game. The biggest mistake in a game like Double Double is on a hand like a pair of kings and a pair of fives and a four. It is a right play by a mile to hold two pair, and so many seat of the pants players will just hold the pair of kings, using the logic that a single high pair and two pair both pay even money. So if you hold the kings, you have at least a shot at four of a kind. But that neglects how valuable full houses are. You're nine times more likely to get a full house starting with two pair than you are from one pair. And full houses make a significant part of the of your payout. So people make that mistake over and over and over and over again. On Deuces Wild, they forget what kind of game there are. In some versions of Deuces Wild, if you dealt two pair, you hold them both. In others, you only hold one. And you can tell by looking at the numbers on the front of the machine, which is which. And people will do the wrong one. Or with you're dealt four to the flush, a 4, 6, 8, 10 of hearts and another 10. Some versions you hold the tens and some you hold the hearts. And depends on how much you get for the flush. And players will make the same play no matter what version of Deuces Wild they're on.
Okay. You ever play in a grocery store?
Ever. Yeah. Does Kmart count?
Close enough.
For a while, Dottie's was in Kmart. So I would be in Dottie's in a Kmart playing $125 a hand. And
they got that big inside of a Kmart.
Pardon?
They were that big of denominations inside of a Kmart.
They had the same. It was a regular Dottie's.
Wow, okay.
It was a regular Dottie's, although the employees were not. When I hit a jackpot, they kind of didn't know how to fill out the stuff, so I had to help them fill out the jackpots and stuff. But
That's great.
And they were better because Kmarts are non-smoking.
Okay.
And Dottie's is, in particular, caters to people who smoke. And it's pretty smoky in there.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, tell people about the classes and Michael Gaughan here, having you. It's quite the story where he says, "Come into my casino. Here's how Bob Dancer can tell you how to play and maybe hit a jackpot or the proper strategy."
Well, he does. I'm very fortunate that Mr. Gaughan likes me and allows me to play and teach the classes. He actually pays me to teach you how to beat him. We've had the first class yesterday. Jacks are better. Then the class next Tuesday will be, the first class will be beginning double bonus. The second class is beginning double bonus. And there will be a total of 10 classes throughout the semester. They're free. They're in the Silverado Lounge, which is right in front of Don Vito's restaurant. The first lounge you come to inside of the parking garage. And it'll teach you how to recognize the good machines at a glance. And it'll give you the rudiments of the strategy. So you can go up to a machine at a glance and say whether this will give you a shot. Whether or not you're going to win today, I don't have a clue on that. I certainly can't teach you that because I don't know that. But over the next 1,000 hours, I can tell you that this machine will pay you more than that machine. And that's the key to picking video poker machines.
Okay. How many quiz questions did you bring in?
I brought in a bunch.
A bunch.
And hopefully we have a break between now and then.
Can you narrow it down? Got a couple?
As many as you want.
Okay. Go ahead and plug the podcast, too, what's coming up before we get to the quiz.
That and also you have improv coming up in February.
Yeah. You got a lot going on.
Yeah.
I do. Gambling with an Edge is a podcast with Richard Munchkin, who I think he's been on this show.
Yep, very good.
Came in studio once, yeah.
Yep, good guy.
And very knowledgeable. And we post a new show every Thursday. This particular week will be a guy who figured out how to play an obscure video poker game called Moving On Up, and he used that information to get his PhD in computer science. And the casino that this was at had all kinds of promotions and mistakes that they made, and he goes through how he took advantage of these mistakes. And this is a kind of a how-to good video poker players do well by taking advantage of casino mistakes. Next week, it's going to be the guy who he runs a ticket agency, VegasSports.com, VegasShows.com. If you want tickets to any of the big things, he can get them for you, even when they're sold out. Or if you have extra tickets because casinos gave them to you and you would rather have money than the tickets, it's a good source for that. Two weeks will be Frank B. on our Super Bowl props show. Every year comes on, says, no safety, all kinds of take this bet if you see it under 180, take that one if you see it over 230. And it's very interesting. It's very so I'm sure you guys will have your own Super Bowl prop bets show, but each expert has his own recommendations.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Mm-hmm. So have you followed over the years, Frank B. and Anthony Curtis, you follow them every single year, I'm guessing. How many winning Super Bowls have you had with the props? If you had to guess, I get maybe going back last 10, 15 years.
Well, it used to be that Michael Shackelford did our prop bets. And so I was heavily invested with Shaq. And it happened I was there on the string where 4 years out of seven, the no safety came in.
It came in, yeah. And there was a wild run with that.
These are bridge jumper bets where it's minus 800. So yeah. you can win 1,000 or lose 8,000. And so when you lose 8,000 or 10,000, 4 years out of seven, or it was also four out of 27, but it's just so the time I spent investing with Shaq were not profitable times on the Super Bowl, but I do not hold him personally responsible for that.
Well, I mean, the safety thing, for it to go on that kind of a run in that short amount of time, come on, there's no chance that can happen ever again. And don't say no, I guess, you know what I'm saying, but I mean, to be in that...
Betting against the safety is a smart bet, money-wise. When it goes bad, it hurts.
Yeah,
just like the overtime.
Overtime,
it
same
just
thing.
Once.
Overtime.
Once in history.
The no safety. Yeah. The now the four the f- going on fourth converting a fourth down is a much different bet today than it was 10 years ago.
Right.
A lot of. Coaches are going for fourth downs.
Hold tight. Okay, so you want to give us a quiz coming up next?
We can, yes.
We'll do that. He's got a bunch of questions ready. We'll go rapid fire. Bob Dancer in studio. Paul, he's paid off his bet. How do you like that? I didn't think he was going to do it. I thought he was going to call in sick today.
I would have been.
We gotta
I would be very surprised if Paul.
If you don't know your numbers, you don't know your business. That is what NetSuite by Oracle has set out to solve, because most companies don't have a clear picture of their finances, and that's why many businesses fail. The question for any business owner out there is, are you confident that you've got the right numbers at your fingertips? Serious entrepreneurs and finance teams run on NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite offers a full picture of all your finances, all in one place, in real time. Right from your phone or desktop. No more guessing, and no more worry that what you don't know could kill your company. That's why NetSuite customers grow three times faster than the S&P 500, and you can too. Schedule your free demo right now and receive their free guide, 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits, at netsuite.com/vsin. Set up your free demo and get your free guide today at netsuite.com/vsin. netsuite.com/vsin.
We're going to go rapid fire with a bunch of quiz questions Bob Dancer has for us coming up here in a minute. He's going to be with Richard Munchkin, if you're going to be in Las Vegas, a month from tonight, February 15th, in a cast of Las Vegas improvisational players. All the info is available at lvimprov.com. Where's that at, Bob?
It's at the Show Creators Studio. The address is 3665 Sunset. It's at the corner of Sunset and Arville, which you'll never find it. It's in a industrial park.
Oh, it's impossible to find anything over there, yeah.
So you kind of have to use Google Maps or something to get in there. But at lvimprov.com, it's good. It's family-friendly.
Let's go.
Here
Let's
we go. Rapid fire now. Yep.
You are prepped and ready to go with 24 of these.
I am prepped. You're walking through a casino, and you see a machine with $15 uncashed on the machine. Nobody's around. You go over and hit the cash out button. Go change it. Are you breaking the law?
Finders keepers? No.
I'm going to lean yes, you are.
You're not breaking the law. There is finders keepers rules.
Okay, it's frowned upon, though.
The casinos can boot you out. The casinos have the impression that it is their money that you're taking.
Bob Narcissian, wasn't you had him on your show, didn't they? They throw a lady out in AC for doing it or something like that? Penny?
Oh, no, it was a nickel. And they wouldn't do it for a penny. They did it for a nickel. But, yeah, they consider it their money. There are players who will disguise it by putting in a $100 bill, playing a few hands, and then cash it out, and it goes.
Okay.
There is a history. So you are on camera in a casino, but there are casinos frown upon that.
Okay. Next up.
All right. You are cashing out $120 in casino chips at the cage. And the casino accidentally gives you 220 instead of 120.
Okay.
Are you required to give that money back?
If you don't, you'll be 80. You could be 86th. No, but you might not be welcome back.
I think there's a lot of gray area here. What if you don't notice until you get home, and it's half an hour later, whatever. Well, you don't know right away.
Okay, take it away.
Assume you notice it.
Then you're probably in trouble.
You're not in trouble to keep it. I would always give it back. The cashiers have to make up that money themselves.
Do they really?
If you have money to gamble in a casino, you are better off financially than a lot of cashiers who are working for minimum wage. This is a whole lot different than a blackjack table where they accidentally pay you $125 instead of $30 by using a black and a green rather than a green and a red. And there, the money just goes into house overhead, and nobody will ever know.
It's good knowledge.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How about I take out a marker for $2,000.
Okay.
I move to Utah.
Okay.
I don't want to pay it.
Well, you owe that money. It is a legal debt. It's not like you're in the Cayman Islands with no extradition treaty. That is a debt. It will go on your Transamerica report. You owe the money. They do not have big guys named Tony come out to collect it.
Okay.
But and depending on how big it is, they will take measures to get it.
They will.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Not for $2,000 probably, but for $200,000
sure.
or $1 million,
mm-hmm.
they will. You'll get your name in the paper in ways you don't want it.
Ask Charles Barkley or the guy with the cane with the sharks. Yep. What else do you have?
All right. You go to my video poker class and you buy a strategy card. And you're looking at it to see whether you should hold a 3, 4, 5 of hearts or a king, queen of spades on a particular game. In most games, the right play is 3, 4, 5 of hearts, by the way. But you're looking at the chart. Is it against the law to use those charts in the casino?
Boy, I hope not.
No, they sell them in a gift shop.
This feels like a tricky question, though.
Well, it's not against the law. They can ask you to put it away. It's very rare. In blackjack, though, if you're at a table and using one and you're slowing down the table, the pit boss will come and tell you to speed it up or put it away. But at a video poker machine, once you're sitting there, whether you're playing 10 hands an hour or 1,000 hands an hour, it's pretty much your machine to do with whatever you want.
It's okay. The podcast is called Gambling with an Edge. You and Richard do a great job on it. Thanks for coming in today. We appreciate that.
Thank you for having me.
Yep. We'll get into updated division numbers in the NHL, see if anything stands out today coming up next.
Hi. Happy New Year, guys. It's me again here to remind you that support for VSiN comes from Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-belt grooming and maker of precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. A new year's upon us, fellas, so listen up. As the clock strikes midnight, make your resolution to keep things neat and tidy in the year ahead with the Manscaped Perfect Package 2.0. Manscaped has redesigned the electric trimmer. Their Lawnmower 2.0 has proprietary advanced skin-safe technology, so this trimmer won't nick or snag, and it's waterproof so you can use it in the shower. Face it, fellas, an unkempt lawn is so last year, and besides, everyone knows the tree stands a little taller when the shrubs are neatly trimmed. Start the new year off right and get 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com just by using promo code VSiN. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com by using promo code VSiN. And in 2020, let's just agree to let Brent stick to cashing tickets instead of talking about trimming thickets.
There's a fun event tonight if you're in Las Vegas, sponsored by VSiN and the Lewis and Clark Brewing Company. Stop by the D Hotel and Casino's Long Bar from 7 until 9 p.m. for free samples, win brewery swag, meet brewery reps, and get a selfie with Bookmaker Blonde herself. Yes, that's right. She's going to be on hand. Discover the difference with a Bookmaker Blonde Ale. We hope to see you tonight at the D at the Long Bar. Updated numbers this morning, Paulie, from our good friends over at PointsBet in the NHL. We begin in the Atlantic. Last night, the Lightning got that win in the shootout. They are 6 points back of Boston this morning in the standings. And I'm looking at the Bruins laying at 270 price in this division. And Tampa Bay is now plus 275. We were talking about them, what, late last week at plus 450 to maybe get on them at that point.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and here they come. 11 of 12 they've won, and they also have two games in hand. They are definitely live as the Bruins are scuffling right now. Lost to Columbus.
Yep.
Rask has a concussion. Watch out for Tampa. That's, I don't know. We still recommend.
So people are going to ask us, is plus 275 still worth a play? I'd say maybe today and then after this, because this is going to go away very soon. I would not be looking at playing it very much longer. In the Metro, the Capitals, they have 67 points. They are 4 up on Pittsburgh. Here come the Penguins.
Yep.
With 63 points. The Capitals this morning at PointsBet, they're $1.67. Pittsburgh's plus 250.
What is it?
Plus 250.
No.
Capitals minus 167.
I would actually bet the Capitals now. It's down to 4. Pittsburgh has a game in hand. Washington has a very easy schedule the rest of the way. Pittsburgh does too.
Mm-hmm.
But the Capitals play an easier schedule.
Yeah, they have one of the easiest in all of hockey.
But I would love to bet that. I laid $1.20, but I also have Pittsburgh 8-1.
Yeah.
So, and I would still take five, and if you can find, was five, would you say five was available yesterday?
It was
still
plus
four, five.
Well, we heard about, it depends on, again,
it's a wild, wild
people
West,
responding on Twitter, right? I don't know what books they're talking, maybe it's their local guys, I don't know, but plus we were seeing plus $5.50 and plus $6 on the Penguins yesterday.
When we were seeing FanDuel and I think it was DraftKings and other places, though, with the Blues and PointsBet. I mean, the
That's
Blues
right.
were still dirt cheap.
They were. Now, that moved at PointsBet this morning.
Yeah.
The Blues are minus $2. The Avs lost last night. They're plus 425. The Stars got the win. They're plus 450.
They came back. They were down 2-0. They won in overtime.
That's right.
9 points back. St. Louis, I think they don't have a daunting schedule. Colorado, one site says Colorado has the easiest schedule left. But they're 11 back. And the Blues play the Flyers tonight. And the Blues are on fire.
And this
if they win that, you're 13 back.
Mm-hmm.
You're almost 50 games in.
Well, the thought here would be the Stars, who Mike Palm was heavy on before the season started. Can they catch them? By the way, side note, with that game tonight, Blues taking on the Flyers. This is a road game for Philadelphia. You
there
know
is.
What that means.
Yep.
They are 21-3, right?
Yep. 22 if you count the game in Prague.
Okay.
Goal in the first 10 on the road.
Yep.
And the Blues have been fantastic here at home. And this is the game. This is the Gloria game. Remember? Now, it was in Philadelphia.
It was in Philly last year.
But this set that was Bennington's either first win or first start. They went to Philadelphia. Bennington shut them out. And then they went and watched at a sports bar the Eagles playoff game. And that's when they went to – when every time they went to commercial break, the DJ would play Gloria.
Mm-hmm.
I think I got your number. Larry!
There he is.
Led to that. One of the best moments in the history of sports.
So this is the Gloria matchup. And they have been they've won 9 in a row at home, 17-4-3 at home on the season, and they're on a 12-2 run. And the Flyers, as Nigel would say, are giving up goals for fun. Hart left practice with an injury. If this is Ellington, I mean, he is up for grabs. He's either Patrick Waugh or he's getting pulled in the first period.
Sure.
I mean, so they could light him up too. Bennington, who's supposed to start, is a 15-3-3 at home. Get that angle. I'd still, if he could find a dollar, yeah, absolutely. He could find a dollar, $50, $60, and they are, again, yesterday they were $550 at the Westgate.
Sure.
In town.
So that I tell
you. That's all
you
need to know.
Right. Mike Palmagan had a 20-unit play that he talked about last night with the Palm Readers plays on My Guys in the Desert here on Visa, and that was at $1.50. And I know we're going to get asked again.
$2. Still late $2. Yeah.
I'm not going to because I have them already at plus 125 and plus 140.
If you don't have it,
you can tell about the mispriced market here. You can find us on the East Coast at minus 2, when here in Las Vegas, they're minus 550.
Yep.
There's a gigantic difference.
Pacific? No.
I don't know what to do with this.
Yeah. Arizona's got, I would actually bet, what's Calgary? I would bet Calgary. Can you find 4-1 plus
350? Yeah, you can. They are 4-1.
Bet Calgary. Very easy schedule the rest of the way, 2 points back of Arizona with the game in hand.
I think Calgary has the easiest schedule.
Yeah.
In the entire league.
I thought I saw, you were looking at something different than I was.
Okay.
I mean, which I don't know. That's fair.
How about Edmonton, 5-1? People have been writing this team off the entire year. They're two points back. They're sitting there with 55.
Yeah.
And the Knights have 4 straight losses. I bet them last week. We talked about it here. Yeah. I reached out to a buddy of ours. I said, who's going to win this division? He goes, oh, VGK is going to win. They haven't won a game since. Are they fade material here the rest of this road trip? They got booed. The fans here, a third-year franchise in town. Fans were booing in the Columbus loss, I believe it was, when they were shut out at home.
Mm-hmm.
So Arizona's plus 250 this morning. Vancouver's 3-1. VGK now at plus 350. 3 points back. Calgary 4, like we talked about. Edmonton's at 5-1.
Good info.
Like San Jose's been a...
Wild
they've
West.
Been terrible this year, and they're 11 points back of the lead.
What did we have on that? Because the Blackhawks are the other game tonight. Then we have the Blackhawks have a great back-to-back record.
I think they were 6-1 at one point.
And we gave it out that one day, and they won. He's like,
that goes back now a couple of weeks at least, I'd say.
Was it about a month? I don't know how many back-to-backs they've had since. I forgot what it was. We talked about it on the air. The Blackhawks, for whatever reason, have been dynamite on back-to-backs. And here's one tonight. And Montreal's $1.70, which could be crazy.
Well, and they got the win in overtime last night. The Blackhawks did.
Yeah. So you have that angle with Chicago.
You give me a minute, I can probably find it.
Capitals, easy schedule the rest of the way. Colorado, very easy. Calgary, very easy. If you're looking for some futures and jump in with the divisions. And if you took our advice a couple weeks ago with the Capitals, with the Penguins.
Penguins.
Good for you. Yeah. So still take 5, still take that with the – doesn't matter who's out. It's a great organization.
It
still find
a
ways to win.
Yeah, I'm not
a little concerned about the Capitals, huh?
I can't get the Blackhawks stuff.
Okay.
I might have it. I'll probably get it by the end of the show. But not right now. Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. You can follow us on Twitter at VSiN Live, at Mitch Moss Radio, and at Pauly Howard. This is Wednesdays with Mikey. He's going to be in studio coming up in about 20 minutes. We have no hyperbole to get to with him. It made its debut last week. He was outstanding. The 5 biggest errors or gaffes from coaches, players, referees from the past week. Up next, Sam Monson's going to join the program. He is with Pro Football Focus. We'll ask him how much the 49ers beatdown of Green Bay in Week 12 really means in this Sunday's NFC title game. Coming up next.
A new year. It's the perfect opportunity to take your business to the next level by hiring the right people. But finding qualified candidates can be challenging. ZipRecruiter.com/begin makes it easy. ZipRecruiter sends your job to more than 100 of the web's leading job boards. But they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes and finds people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one, spotlighting the top candidates so you never miss a great match. It's so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. And right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/begin. That's ziprecruiter.com/BEGIN. ZipRecruiter.com/begin. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
We're live in Vegas, South Point Sportsbook, Mitch Moss, Paulie Howard. Our next guest, he takes 5 90-minute naps per day. He is Sam Monson with Pro Football Focus. Sam, thanks for the time today. What the hell was that yesterday with Ronaldo on Twitter?
I don't know, but then I take 5 90-minute naps overnight as well, so I'm only actually awake for about 3 hours a day.
It's incredible. Who can do that besides Kramer and Seinfeld? Hey, we were talking about this game a lot earlier today in the show. So go back to Week 12. It was San Francisco 37, Green Bay 8. It was utter domination. One of the best games played the entire year for the 49ers. One of the worst, if not the worst, for the Packers. How much do you think that means coming up for this game on Sunday in the rematch?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's definitely interesting and obviously something the Packers have to try and reverse. One of the big differences between that game and hopefully what should happen this week is that was maybe the worst game of Aaron Rodgers' career. Mm-hmm. And last Sunday or against Seattle was one of the best we've seen from him in a long time. So, you know, we've been talking for the past couple of weeks about how maybe that the vintage Aaron Rodgers, the guy we remember as being the best quarterback in the NFL, one of the most talented quarterbacks to ever play the game, like maybe that guy just doesn't exist anymore. And we have to start talking about a different kind of Aaron Rodgers, who's still a very good quarterback, but just not capable of the things he used to be capable of. That guy was back against the Seahawks. Now, the 49ers are a different proposition. They're a better defense. They're going to cause more problems than the Seahawks were able to. But the fact that Aaron Rodgers was able to show up again, I think, is pretty significant. And even if he isn't, even if it's not quite that guy, the chances of him playing as badly as he did the first time these two teams met are pretty minimal. So, you know, I think hopefully it should be a significantly more close game just because of what Aaron Rodgers looks like right now compared to what he did in Week 12.
Can their wide receivers get open against these physical DBs? You know, can they limit Adams and take him away? Because once they took Witherspoon out of the game, the Vikings did nothing. The only 3 points were off the Garoppolo interception.
Right, and I think Adams is definitely the key. You know, Richard Sherman is obviously their best cornerback, but he doesn't track receivers. So right. If you want, you can get your receiver away from Richard Sherman by just moving him around. And the first game, they did that. They actually had Davante Adams on Akella Witherspoon more than anybody else, and he had one catch for 7 yards because Aaron Rodgers was playing terribly. So, you know, I think Davante Adams against any other cornerback other than Sherman is a definite mismatch. And honestly, even against Richard Sherman, I think his route running and ability to snap open is still a win. But you need the quarterback to get him the ball. So I think, yeah, I think Davante Adams can definitely get open. I don't have a huge amount of confidence still in anybody else in that receiving core mm-hmm. being open, but Davante Adams alone should be able to give you plenty of opportunities if Rodgers is playing well.
How about on the flip side, Sam, for the 49ers offense? I think Kittle can have a good game, but Garoppolo was definitely shaky a week ago. And if he doesn't turn it around, it could be a long day for the passing attack. But anyway, this, like the three guys in the backfield, they should be priorities number 1, 2, and 3, right? Who they have at running back?
Yeah, I think so. And it's interesting. I wrote a piece that's probably going on the website today, I think, about Jimmy Garoppolo and how, you know, this is obviously the 49ers are big favorites. It's 7, 7.5. But one pick six from Garoppolo, and suddenly it's a coin flip. And he's a quarterback more than most prone to those kind of mistakes. He, you know, he has a much higher turnover worthy throw rate than any of the quarterbacks remaining on championship weekend. He also has a sort of specific style of mistake. I don't know why, but the guy struggles to see linebackers at the second level more than any quarterback I can remember in recent memory. His turnover worthy rate when targeting linebackers is insane compared to the rest of the league. And look, playing an all-pro like Eric Kendricks and the Vikings is going to make that problem look worse. But even a guy like Blake Martinez or the Packers can catch a ball if one is thrown right to him. And, yeah, I think one of the big ways that the Packers could potentially overcome the spread is Garoppolo making a key mistake.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Go ahead, Paul.
That was interesting, Sam, because was it – did Shanahan finally realize it was men against boys and they were blowing the Vikings off the ball and there was no need to throw? Or was he concerned about the early – he had the interception and then the first throw of the second half was almost picked off? Maybe it was a little bit of both. What say you?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was a little bit of both, and just the way the game unfolded, that the 49ers started to get that lead, and at that point you're running that kind of ball control – clock management style of offense anyway. So I think it just naturally started to swing back towards the running game more than it was them getting concerned about Jimmy Garoppolo making a costly mistake. But I think that's a very real threat anytime he does play. It's not that he's a bad quarterback, but he's far more prone to a big error than some of these other quarterbacks. And in a game like this, you know, we've seen in these playoffs more than most that single random kind of bad mistakes or key plays that force turnovers can completely change the outcomes of games.
How about the AFC game? And it was a weird game the first time, 35-32. Kansas City moved it at will on them. Had to settle for six field goals, at least six tries. Henry had a buck 88. Can anyone slow down and contain Henry? And is this the game where Tennessee's going to need Tannehill to make some throws?
Yeah, it's interesting because the Titans have now shown that they're capable of winning in a bunch of different ways. You know, Tannehill was the guy that sparked this offense and completely transformed what they do over the season. But Derrick Henry has been the guy that's taken over in the postseason, and Tannehill has been something of a passenger. So, you know, I think you can stop Derrick Henry. And at this point, that's kind of the game plan, right? It's to sell out against the run and to force him to do something else, because that's how they're winning right now. But it's the more dangerous way to play because, you know, even last week, you look at how they got the lead. It was a touchdown pass to Jonnu Smith in the back corner of the end zone and then an absolute bomb deep down the middle of the field to put them 14 up and put the Ravens in a hole to change that game. I don't know that you want to encourage them to take those kind of shots because that's when they could put up some points. But yeah, the Titans are going to need to put up a ton of points in order to keep pace with the Chiefs. And honestly, if they rely on Derrick Henry to do that, that might be the best way of playing defense for the Chiefs. You know, kind of like the Patriots. They let Derrick Henry run all over them, but the Titans didn't score a lot of points doing that. That's actually not a bad way of letting them run their offense if you think that you're going to score points yourself on the other side of the ball.
I would agree. Sam Monson, our guest, Pro Football Focus. Like, they need to go on – right, it tells me here, fourth consecutive road game. Henry's a beast. He's been unstoppable so far, down the stretch and in the playoffs. They need to go on like these 9, 10, 11 play drives where they're eating up like 7 minutes on the clock, right? Because I cannot envision a scenario where the secondary is going to slow down Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I mean, if the Titans score 21 points and Derrick Henry runs for 200 yards, the Chiefs are going to win the game because their offense is going to put up more points than that, even if it doesn't take an awful lot of time. You know, I think, yes, the Titans wouldn't necessarily be upset with a game that chewed a whole bunch of time off the clock when they had the ball, but it's kind of like the Ravens game. I think the way to – you need to kind of get out to a lead in addition to that. There's no good – there's not much point in just chewing endless amounts of time off the clock if the Chiefs are going to score every time you give them the ball. You need to find a way of stopping that offense, even for a drive or two, and then chew some time off the clock as well. But I think you also need to have faith in the quarterback you have that's been so phenomenal this season and let him make some big plays because, you know, we've seen this season that he's capable of getting in that kind of duel.
Are you intrigued by Joe Brady and what he can do with McCaffrey in Carolina?
Yeah, I mean, I think McCaffrey is one of the most fascinating individual players in the NFL. Throughout his Stanford career, I was a huge fan of him. I think he should have won the Heisman that year.
No doubt.
And, you know, I think a huge amount of it is just he played on the West Coast where people aren't really paying attention that late at night. And even at the NFL level, I think he's one of those players that could legitimately be a Pro Bowl caliber running back and a Pro Bowl caliber slot receiver at the same time. You know, I know he made All-Pro at two different positions, but that's more because the All-Pro voting system is a sham and broken, as opposed to an actual endorsement of his versatility. But I think he is that versatile. He could be a Pro Bowl caliber slot receiver if that was all you asked him to do. So anytime you have a guy that's capable of doing that kind of thing, how you use him is going to be fascinating.
Who moves on beyond this weekend? And what do you have for scores championship Sunday here?
Yeah, I find it tough to look beyond either of the two favorites. I know that's the boring answer, but I think the 49ers are just too strong. We saw that last week. It was the most routine victory of last weekend was them just absolutely dominating the Vikings. I don't know that the Packers are much better, if any better, than the Vikings overall, despite the head-to-head record. So I think the 49ers probably win that pretty comfortably. I think they probably cover the spread, to be honest. And then the other game, honestly, I've given up trying to predict what the hell the Titans are going to do. They've been absolutely crazy this year. The Chiefs, we saw last week, their offense is phenomenal. They should score a ton of points. I have no idea whether or not Tennessee are going to be able to match that.
You can follow Sam on Twitter. He is at PFF_Sam with Pro Football Focus. I love the website. Thanks for the time today. We appreciate that.
Anytime. Take it easy.
Yep. You
Thank
too.
You. Liked his tweet. You got his tweet?
On Ronaldo?
Oh, that was so good. Glad I texted you, John. What about the naps?
How Ronaldo was such an in such incredible shape at the age of 34. And he's rich, yeah. You know, he's ripped like a banshee. But he eats 6 small meals per day. Takes 5 90-minute naps per day. His breakfast.
Loves chicken.
Cheese, ham, yogurt, and avocado. Yeah. He sees chicken as a magical food.
What was it at the bottom? Doesn't drink fuzzy drinks.
Fizzy.
Fizzy drinks and
no red meat.
No red meat.
Stays away from red meat.
Uh-huh.
And he's going to eat salads with most of his meals. Tons of whole grain.
Is it sophisticated?
The salads?
Yeah.
I would only assume.
Has to be.
Yeah.
Everyone needs a sophisticated salad.
I saw Sam tweet that.
The naps.
I retweeted it as well. And I said, 5 90-minute naps. It means from Vinci. He's got a hopper, big hopper. That was a deep Seinfeld reference. I don't think a lot of people got it. From Kramer.
That was good.
Up next.
It worked.
Wednesdays with Mikey, Mike Palm, Circus Sports, downtown Las Vegas. No hyperbole. And his favorite hockey plays for the night coming up.
Attention all homeowners in jeopardy of foreclosure. If you owe more on your home than it's actually worth, have missed one or more mortgage payments, have been denied a loan modification, or are facing foreclosure for any reason, you must listen to this message. A toll-free mortgage relief hotline's been established for anyone having their home lost in foreclosure. Just call 888-497-1876. And see if your home qualifies. We can help stop your home from going into foreclosure or even get your home out of foreclosure. Hundreds of thousands of Americans have faced foreclosure in the past year alone. This foreclosure defense group has helped thousands of people just like you fight the foreclosure process so they can stay in their homes. But you must call 888-497-1876 now to qualify. The call and information are absolutely free and the help is real. Don't lose your home. Call the Mortgage Relief Hotline now at 888-497-1876. That's 888-497-1876. 888-497-1876.